Our readings from a few days ago from James, James chapter 1, and just one verse that I pulled out of that chapter, verse 22. James chapter 1 and verse 22 says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves." So I want to have a closer look at that verse and see what it means to be a doer of the word and some practical examples of that. So just from within its own context of that verse in James 1, we could already tell that part of doing the word starts with hearing it. But hearing in such a way that it affects a change. The word doer means a maker, a producer, or one who obeys or fulfills the law. So the word has a lot of action associated with it. It involves hearing, interpreting, and acting. So Christ gives us a very descriptive example of this. Come over to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, and we'll start at verse 47. Luke 6, verse 47. "Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts upon them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation upon a rock. And when a flood arose and torrent burst against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house upon the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great." So here in this parable, doing the will of God is likened to building a house on a strong foundation. So if we apply that to ourselves, are we doing God's will? Is our spiritual house built on that cornerstone of Christ? This can only come through proper hearing. There's an interesting lesson that comes out of the meaning of that word hearing in Luke chapter 6. "Everyone who comes to me and hears my word." The word "hears" means to hearken or give audience, to be not deaf. Deafness throughout the Bible, as we know, is used to describe people who don't want to hear God's word, spiritual deafness. The scribes and the Pharisees in Christ's day were a perfect example of that. They knew God's laws inside and out, but that knowledge didn't affect them the right to give them the right kind of change that they needed. So the same can be true for us also. We can easily slip into spiritual deafness. We hear the words of Scripture, but if they don't affect the action and the, as that parable goes on to say, we're just like that house that is built straight on the ground with no foundation. And when the trials come upon it, it collapsed. They had deluded themselves and had gone ahead and built it anyway on no real foundation. As that verse that we started with in James 1 says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." Are we able to hear the message, or have our lives become so busy that the word has no chance to take root? Turn over to another parable of Christ. We'll look at Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 3. Well-known parable, Mark chapter 4 and verse 3. "Listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow, and it came about that as he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. After the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. And other seeds fell into the good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop, and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So this parable is commonly looked at, but this morning I want to look at it slightly different than what I had ever before. We are the ground. The seed is the word of God, and everything else except for the soil is the distractions of our daily life. We have a responsibility within ourselves, part of being baptized, to prepare our minds for receiving God's word. Has our mind become a hard-packed and worn path? Have we seared our conscience and our mind so many times that it has become calloused and packed down? It's no longer supple and absorbent. It can't be molded to fit God's character. Or are we that rocky soil who our priorities in life are all wrong? These rocks in our life could be work or sports or whatever it may be for us that takes up all of our time, and therefore not leaving us able to dedicate enough time to the truth to keep it alive for ourselves. Or are we planted in thorns? Who do we spend our time with? Who do we surround ourselves with from day to day? Without surrounding ourselves with the world, it's hard enough to combat the things of the world. It will quite literally become a thorn in our side. And we think back to the children of Israel in the land and the people that they did not destroy. Eventually, it will choke out the word of God. What we all aim to be is that good soil, free of thorns and rocks, well tilled by the word of God, watered and fed by the study and exhortation of his word. It is only then that we can hope to produce fruit, which is the entire purpose that we are on this planet. It is at this stage that we're able to hear. The end of that parable, Mark 4 and verse 9, it says, "And he was saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear." It is therefore the duty of ourselves, but also our brothers and sisters, to keep our minds in this condition, to keep our minds tilled, to maintain the garden of the Lord. When we see our brothers and sisters struggling in the truth, and notice they're being choked out by the world, or losing their depth of commitment due to other matters and cares of this life, it's our duty to help them. Matthew 10 and verse 42 speaks about this. Matthew 10 and verse 42, "And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." We are not coming to that person to condemn them, but rather to build them up, to lift up, and ultimately to save. All done in earnest, after prayer, and done only in love. We have that responsibility one to another, to hear, not just in the sense of attending and listening, but in the light of that verse that we started in James 1 and verse 22, "Prove yourselves doers of the word, not merely hearers." And that means that our minds have to be attentive and willing to mold to the character of our Lord. But it also means that our teachers have to bring us practical lessons that will lead us towards that high and holy mark. Come back to James chapter 1 and verse 22. the following two verses. James chapter 1, verse 22, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was." So this is our exhortation this morning. We come here week by week, and as it says in 1 Corinthians 11, we examine ourselves. Are we properly doing this? The verses from James here is very easy to do, to look at ourselves in a mirror, and as soon as we leave, we forget who we are. We hear those words of exhortation, and maybe it does prick our conscience, but as soon as we leave here, we forget. That is not being a doer of the word. That is being a hearer only. We need to look into that mirror. And if we don't in some way see the character of Christ looking back at us, we have to start that change. At our baptism, we put off that old man and died to sin. And then rose to a newness of life and put on the new man. We became slaves to Christ. And that is our calling. We need to become true doers of the word so that the things that we hear automatically transform into our character, and that is what we do. Being a true doer of the word means action. It means actively participating in the building of God's house, firmly set on the foundation and the principles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Messiah certainly will return soon, and when he does, let him find us doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves.